Use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, pause it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it.
Are we finally live? Okay, good afternoon, true believers. This is Stan Lee with another exciting... No, wait.
Whoops.
I'm not Stan. Okay, yeah. This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
With a mouthful of chips. And you're listening to That Computer Show. Your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. So instead of being Stan Lee, I am going to bring to bear some great movie news. I've got Tron Legacy.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Pilgrim. Leviticus Jones choking on jalapeno chips. The Avengers. You're going to dig this movie news. And more. And we also have to clarify a misstatement on last week's show. The Wall Street Journal lied to us. They are dirty, dirty liars. So with that, let's get started with That Computer Show, episode 142.
Dang.
I know, right? That's a lot. I'm sure that we really have had to repeat ourselves a lot to have that many episodes.
More than once.
At least. Okay. First off, we have to speak a retraction. Last week's exciting episode of That Computer Show, we reported that it cost $100 million to make StarCraft. Apparently, and we got our information from the Wall Street Journal, as did most of the world. Apparently, they lied. Dirty, dirty liars. Actually, they goofed. And here's the bomb. They didn't say how much StarCraft cost to make. Blizzard has never published that. The $100 million number is the maintenance and upkeep cost of WoW.
Ooh.
But now here's the kicker. I'm going to get out my calculator. How much does it cost to play World of Warcraft?
It's $15 a month.
And how many active subscribers do they have?
Nearly 11 million.
How many zeros is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 zeros?
Lots of...
Holy crap on a stick! Okay, hold on. 1, 2, 3, and 3 more. Okay, so that's millions. $165 million? Yeah, $165 million a month. Holy crap! Hold on, so I gotta
and that's just for
that.
That's just for World of Warcraft.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's 6 zeros. $1.9 billion a year.
We came up with that figure a couple of years ago when we calculated that.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, this costs $100 million. Let me subtract that. Minus 1,000,000. Oh, it's still $1.9 billion. Jeez, we're in the wrong business.
Mm. Well, they have to pay for those fancy shows that they do and all those posters they give us.
Yeah, and that probably cost at least $90,000. Yeah, so that which still leaves $1.9 billion. Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot of money. And it's really still a fun game. I can't wait for Cataclysm to come out.
Yeah, see, you've been talking about how much fun it is with your Tier 9 gear. And I remember when Tier 2 was like the big, I've got Tier 2 gear. Well, mine's bigger than yours is.
Tier 10 is already on its top gear. Good stuff. Yeah.
Wow. So I might have to give it another chance.
There's some interesting
stuff.
Ooh,
that one looks good. Give me a chip that looks that good.
Interesting stuff with the way they're changing the talent trees in that game. If you played it in what they call Vanilla WoW or pre-expansions.
Yeah.
You had a certain number of talent points to spend, and every single one was important because you only had a couple that you could spend. And they're going back to that style of tree. It's only going to be 31 talent points per tree.
Okay,
so it's going to be really interesting.
Wait a minute, but you still have like 80 talent points or something?
No, you have a lot less than that.
Okay,
it's going to be completely revamped.
Thank you. I'm okay. Leviticus is chomping down on chips while we're doing the show. I'm kind of hungry. Okay.
Yes, we're doing that to make all of you out there hungry.
Or to horrify you. Okay. The movie news that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Because Comic-Con is going on right now. And Comic-Con has kind of become Movie-Con. Yes, Leviticus will post the picture of Thor and Loki and Odin. Which the color of his eye patch is supposed to be black. He is the Raven God, and it's not gold. I'm kind of pissed about that.
Yeah, so Comic-Con's going off, and I heard Darth Vader wasn't allowed to come.
Oh, my gosh. I completely forgot about this.
Yeah,
I got two pieces of Darth Vader.
And so instead of going to Comic-Con, He decides that he would go rob a bank.
It's not, no. That's not the real Darth Vader. And actually, I had a joke.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
I find your lack of change disturbing. Basically, Darth Vader, and I had a joke for this. How many Sith does it take to rob a bank?
One.
Oh, if you're Darth Vader. A guy in a Darth Vader mask tried to rob a bank in New York. We're pretty sure it wasn't David Prowse. But we can't be positive because Lucas has banned him from all official Star Wars events. So if this was an official Star Wars bank, he's breaking the law.
Yeah. Well, break it. Well, he's robbed a bank.
Oh,
Steven.
Yeah, there's that too. Okay, so he's breaking two laws at least. A little bit of douchery from Mr. Lucas, and I'm, or should I say, Herr Lucas, or I don't know, man. He's gone. David Prowse was Darth Vader. Okay, we all know James Earl Jones was the voice of Darth Vader, but the body of like Darth Vader was this actor. He's a British guy, really thick Cockney accent, big dude. And apparently he annoys the crap out of George Lucas. So finally George Lucas said, you know what, David Prowse, pretty much you can't come to any official Star Wars events. You can't go to celebrations. You can't come to Star Wars weekend. You can't come to like our booth in Comic-Con, which apparently has AT-AT embroidered pillows I saw.
Hmm. Interesting.
This guy's only source of income is these events.
It's not the same David Prowse from like the Strongman stuff, is it?
I believe that it is. Yes.
If I were Lucas, I'd be scared the guy would get shaken.
Yeah, beat him up, man. Like just tug on his plaid sleeve and punch him in his beard. I'm really mad at Lucas. This is not cool. Now okay, dude may be really annoying, but I mean, come on. His whole career is tied to a character that you've pretty much taken away from him by putting Hayden Christensen's face on the movie.
I don't even have words for that. Hayden Christensen, it is...
I do, but we can't say him on the radio.
Yeah, he's just not a good actor.
He did one good thing. He made Luke less whiny by proxy.
Yeah. Like father, yeah. Like son.
I tell ya. So, while you're at Tosche Station picking up some power converters, I'm going to tell you about Joss Whedon. Okay, we know that there's a Thor movie, and you know that there's an Avengers movie, there's a Captain America movie.
Really?
Which I found out about the storyline. Yes, the Thor, I see the Thor, and there's Loki and Odin. Captain America's pretty cool. Apparently, Steve Rogers is part of the Super Soldier Experiment, but it's too expensive, so instead of continuing the Super Soldier Experiment, they basically parade him around Europe in a flag themed costume. Look at that. Yeah, look at the concept thing right there. It's called Captain America the First Avenger. That's his uniform. Well, basically what happens is something happens and he actually has to like be the soldier. And so he takes off in his costume and is like he is the First Avenger. Something happens, he gets frozen in the ice for years and years and years, and then he gets thawed back out. Does that not look awesome?
How did he survive being in the ice?
He's Captain America. The superhero serum stuff saved him.
Superhero serum.
It's what makes him him. See, he was originally Steve Rogers, and the reason he was chosen for the Captain America project, he's only 98 pounds. I mean, we're talking...
Lighter than you.
Lighter than me. He's like scrawnier than we are.
Or Edward Norton was in the Hulk.
Fair enough. And he becomes the super soldier. They basically out-Hitler, because, you know, that's Hitler's whole thing. He's like, I want to make the super soldiers und so...
Super... Uber-Soldat.
The Uber-Soldat und so Lederhosen.
Uber-Soldat.
Yeah. So, we outdo him. Anyway, they all come together in the Avengers movie, and this is genius, because it's going to have Ed Norton in it. It's going to have...
Is he going to be in there?
Yeah, they're all of the... That's what Marvel's big push is. All of the Marvel superhero movies that we've been seeing.
I thought Edward Norton wasn't going to be in it.
I hadn't heard that. Don't break my heart.
I thought that he was not invited back because he had burned too many bridges as well.
Really? If that's true, find that out for me because that will cry tears. Because he was an awesome Hulk. But the guy that plays Iron Man, they're all going to be back for... the Avengers movie. What's really cool is Joss Whedon is going to direct the Avengers movie. Now, you may remember Joss Whedon from Firefly and pretty much every other awesome movie ever made. Not really every. I mean, there's one in the 80s that he was involved in. But, yeah, Joss Whedon is officially directing the Avengers. He said that there may be a rift between Captain America and Iron Man. The comic heroes, comic fans might know about this. He did dispel rumors that Nathan Fillion is not going to be Ant-Man. Ant-Man does not make an appearance in the Avengers. He just was screwing around with Nathan. There's a lot of cool news here. What is this? The Avengers? Oh, yeah, May 2012. Oh.
Well, check out the link I just sent you.
Okay. I got to see this. This is going to... You want to talk about something else while I'm reading this? Because
the Avengers. Edward Norton is no longer the Hulk.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
He will not... Oh, my heart is sad.
According to this, Joaquin Phoenix has been offered the role. What? My head explode. Are you serious? Okay. Either this is extremely misleading. I'm reading this. This is Entertainment Weekly.
This is all speculation.
That just can't be. Joaquin Phoenix is. He was a great actor. Let me just put that.
Well, yeah,
out
yeah,
there.
Yeah. I mean, he did. He was a really
Walk
good Johnny
line?
Cash. Yeah.
Are you serious? Well, probably one of the best performances I've seen since Jamie Foxx pulled off. Ray.
Yeah. Oh, good movie.
Excellent performance. And then all of a sudden, he does this whole gangsta rap. Thing,
what was that all about?
And I'm not going to take a bath for 6 months.
Yeah, I don't know. Really? Sigh. Well, anyway, I guess I should talk about some other movie news. See, Darth Vader robs a bank. We did that. So click.
I mean, Joaquin Phoenix may be able to pull off the Hulk. I mean, I don't know. We'll see how it happens. If he's got a shave for that.
Yeah, a lot. So Tron Legacy's coming out soon, right?
Man, I hope so. I really want to see it.
There's a hold on. I got a link to send you. Where's Chris? Is the Chris with the Chris with the ping? You know they digitally remastered Jeff Bridges' face.
Why?
Well, because he looks old now. But in the Tron universe, he doesn't look old.
Well, he should. And he's been stuck in that computer since 1985.
But that's the whole thing. He's Tronified. He's
Are you sure? Because I've seen a scene where he's like got a beard and he's all old in the Tron.
It's very hard to understand, and I totally don't understand it. But apparently, and I could be completely wrong, so please don't take this as canon. But apparently, there's real world Jeff Bridges, and then there's in the machine Jeff Bridges. Like if you go to that.
Well, there's the theatrical trailer. I saw a link on that earlier today, and I haven't had a chance to watch the theatrical trailer.
Where he's the dude on the bike.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, he's the dude on the bike and he uses his disc to like kill the other dude. And he's totally young in that one. Anyway, Bruce Botliner says the new CG representation of the virtual world makes the original Tron look like Donkey Kong compared to today's video games. He said video games have become more realistic, but also darker and more cynical. And Tron Legacy reflects those changes.
Sweetness.
I'm excited. Yeah. Okay, that's what happens. Hedlund, who plays Sam Flynn, enters the virtual world searching for his dad, and then he encounters Clue 2.0, the evil virtual version of his dad, who looks just like him. That's probably where the younger Jeff Bridges was CG'd in.
So Jeff Bridges is still in there, too.
And apparently Clue,
which is like
evil Jeff Bridges.
Control-C, Control-V.
Yeah, cut and paste. And then Control Z to undo the aging.
Oops, oops, oops.
This is going to be awesome. There's a lot of video on this link. I'm going to give this to you, Clone. It's actually on IO9, which is a sci-fi website. And that sweet siren song means it's the end of segment one.
So soon?
Yeah, we're going to return. We're going to tell you about Sony's new move to put 50 movies on a single piece of media.
Fail.
India's push to make a $35 laptop.
Win.
A cool video tracking nuclear explosions.
Scary.
Scary. And an evil time-traveling email from the 60s plagues iPhones.
Funny.
You're listening to That Computer Show at www.thatcomputershow.net. Stay tuned. Segment two will start in mere minutes.
Inside the orange box. The best game of all time. Brain melting offbeat genius. The deepest multiplayer game of the year. The orange box. October 10th. Rated T2M.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
I'm Mr. T, and this is my Night Elf Mohawk.
Cut, T, there's no such thing as a Night Elf Mohawk.
Shut up, fool! Like I was saying, my Mohawk storms through mighty forests on his frost saber. My Mohawk...
T, it's a warrior, not a Mohawk.
Well, maybe Mr. T hacked the game and created a Mohawk class. Maybe Mr. T is pretty handy with computers. Had that occurred to you, Mr. Condescending Director? I'm Mr. T, and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game?
World of Warcraft. Try it for free at Warcraft.com.
Rated T for teen.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
It's the Onion Radio News. A spokeswoman gives birth to a spokeschild. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Tacoma spokeswoman Tammy Barker became the proud mother of a bouncing baby spokeschild last night. According to spokespeople, Barker, a spokeswoman for a Tacoma-based pharmaceutical firm, the birthing process was a major success. Peter Wahlberg, spokesman for Tammy's husband, Phil, had this to say.
At 9:17 p.m. last night, an 8-and-a-half-month-old spokes fetus was delivered alive and through the miracle of birth became a 7-pound, 6-ounce spokes child. Spokes father and spokes mother are doing fine.
Spokeswoman Barker is expected to be released from St. Robert's Hospital tomorrow. The spokeschild will remain in the hospital's media care unit for several weeks of training. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it.
And we are back with more of That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room 2.0 at That Computer Store. Oh my gosh, I just saw some of the new Tron trailer.
Awesome sauce.
I didn't get to finish it. I almost canceled the show so I could finish watching it and then watch it 20 more times. We're going to link it for you if you haven't seen it.
It is amazing.
I got a piece of real news real quick.
Really?
Yeah, this is kind of scary actually. Have you ever heard about Valpak? Valpak.com. Have you ever heard of a little country called North Korea?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Grand Victory.
Fearless leader.
Lil Kim.
Lil Kim. Oh. We.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. We're probably going to be going to war, people.
Yeah.
Actually, I think technically we are. We may already be at war. MSN.com. I'm just reading this from MSNBC, but it's all over the place. North Korea vows nuclear response to U.S. Seoul drills. Okay. Basically, the U.S. and South Korea started doing some military exercises, saying the and North Korea is basically saying the drills amount to a provocation that cannot be ignored. Now, North Korea routinely threatens war when U.S. and South Korea like go to lunch together, especially when there's like, you know, naval destroyers involved.
That's all they do is just, you know, threaten war and lie about soccer games.
Yeah. So while I'm wearing my North Korea FIFA 2010 champion shirt that I'm going to make, fearless leaders say, Pyongyang basically sees these drills as a rehearsal for an attack on the North. So they're like, hey, man, we're going to go to war and nuke you.
I say for military strategists, we just get a bunch of South Korean teenagers. And just like let them have control of
StarCraft. Let them micro.
Let them micromanage our troops, man. StarCraft.
It's kind of like the last Starfighter, but like.
Have you seen how fast their fingers move for like operations or keyboard strokes per second?
Dude, listen. We all know that teenagers' hands can move that fast.
It's ridiculous. It's just as fast as Chloe can type, this guy's, you know, sending out a Zerg rush.
Quote. Where did the quote go? Hold on. The army and the people of the North will legitimately counter with their powerful nuclear deterrents the largest ever nuclear war exercises, the commission said in a statement carried by the country's official Korean Central News Agency. Said the drills will draw a physical response. Why? Why? Why can't we all just get along?
I do not know.
What I fear is that the North Korean people don't know how crazy and effed up their leaders are, because
they've been brainwashed, man.
Yeah, I mean,
so lead us.
Did you hear about the server boards from Dell that are
no, you just sent me a linky link. What is this?
This is, I'm reporting this from scitechbits.com. They're reporting on the Dell server boards, the R410 PowerEdge server boards are infected with the W32 spybot worm. Around 1%, I think it said 1% of the boards were infected. Apparently, most of them have been recalled but haven't left the factories. But there are quite
W32.spybot.
There's a PowerEdge 310, 410, 510, and T410 boards were affected. So, yeah, and they will infect unpatched versions of Windows,
which if you're doing a fresh installation on a motherboard
would be an unpatched version.
It can't be unpatched. It has to be
Dell unpatched. Fail according to this article, and I agree.
Wow, good job, dude. Now, you know, malware,
ever heard of quality control?
They haven't, actually. We've seen that with their 90% failure rate on the 2400s. You know, I'm going on TV next week.
Again?
Yeah, I am. And if for the listeners, no, my ego isn't as big as Kyle thinks it is. It's kind of a joke that I'm playing on him. And I am psychic. I went on the local Watch Fox affiliate. They're nothing like actual Fox News. They're really nice people. And not that Fox News maybe isn't, but they're really nice people. And
hand me the shovel. Just hand the shovel to
me. I know, right? Yeah. Got some ketchup for that foot. Anyway, I went on and I talked about children's safety on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently people actually thought it was awesome. I was real surprised. I got an email from the station. They were like, yeah, this is great. Let's do it again. So they want me to come back next week. And we're going to talk about back to school.
Okay.
So Chris and Leviticus and I are going to do a little bit of research during the week and give you some back-to-school tips on what to buy, what to avoid, Dell. And, you know, good decisions to make, don't use Dell. And so that's going to be really cool. Check that out. But one of the other segments that we're going to do is about malware, because what we've been seeing at the store is AV Security Suite. It's a rogue security app.
Mm-hmm. Comes in a couple of different names, too.
It does. Different names, different flavors. Now, the real problem with this is it has a resurrection ability.
Hmm.
We clean it. It's gone. And then 2 or 3 days later, it comes back. I've got some updated information I need to give you, Leviticus, on how to get rid of it for the permanence. Because it's really easy to reinfect yourself. But these viruses are now becoming... Basically, the rootkit has a backup rootkit that...
Interesting.
It's
Phoenix.
Yeah, scary stuff. So be careful if you're buying a new computer and it's a Dell, you just forget about it. I'm sorry. I cannot recommend Dell in any instance at this point. I just can't. Ooh, you just sent me a link. What did you send me?
Oh, it wasn't a link.
Oh.
Okay, I've got a cool couple of bits of news here. You heard about these... You'd want to say it. I know you want to say it.
I know, valvac.com, yeah.
The vans, the vehicles that are going to be going from China to Italy, or Italy to China.
They look so cute.
They're like little Mitsubishi Evos that are orange in a van with, like, cameras and computers.
They're like, are they manned? Are they manned or unmanned?
Unmanned.
And fueled. They're
electric.
Yeah.
They're electric solar vans with solar recharging panels on top. And these will be the first vehicles in history to make this type of trip fully automated.
Now, how are they going to go? Just on like regular roads?
Yes, they will be in normal traffic.
What?
One of the quotes from the thing is they're trying to do a stress test on our systems and see if they can work in a real environment. Says the project leader Alberto Bragg, with real weather, real traffic, and crazy people who cross the road in front of you, and a vehicle that cuts you off. So
Whoa.
They want these things to respond to that kind of activity.
Now, are they remotely controlled?
No.
They're
autonomous, but the humans did have to plug in the destination and compute the route.
Turn left.
And there are several vehicles. The first vehicle...
Avoid that guy.
We'll have to do all of this stuff automatic and automated. The second vehicle will then follow the first vehicle's plotted route, and it'll use GPS if they get separated. 13,000 kilometers is how long the journey is, how far they have to go. 3 months it's going to take them. And they will have their own entourage of, like, media vehicles.
People are going to be checking them out, yeah.
And
they're going to hit one homeless guy and it's over.
So...
Wow, that's cool.
The company VizLab is they're preparing to set a new milestone in the field of vehicular robotics.
Wow.
It's very cool stuff. We'll keep you guys apprised of the news according to what's going on with them. That sounds really cool.
Now, in related news, India they're making a laptop for $35. That's actually not related, because if you were to power that vehicle with that laptop,
it would go down your driveway.
It's a Linux tablet shown off by India's Human Resource Development Minister Kapil Sibal. He said the device is intended for use at educational institutions worldwide. $35, they think they can get it down to $20. It's a touchscreen tablet that can browse the internet, read PDFs, and even video conference. And there's even expansion space.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's actually powered by curry. I don't know. I'd like to see this real, because, you know, we talked about the EXO, the one laptop per child initiative, which really has kind of silenced. Have you heard anything about
that? Oh, they got a new one coming out.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. OPL2.
Is it $100?
Around that.
Oh.
New interface, new software.
Interesting. And this thing is powered by the Linux.
So.
Wow.
Very, very cool stuff.
Very cool stuff.
The one laptop per child unit, that was also Linux powered.
Yeah, it was.
So.
Let's see. Battlestar Galactica. You've been watching Caprica, right?
Actually, I haven't kept up with it.
No.
No. I was watching it on my phone. See, I don't have normal cable.
Yeah.
So in order to watch shows like that, I have two choices. It has to be on Netflix, or I have to be able to watch it on my phone, which is actually kind of cool. I wish I had Ben's phone.
Yeah, because then you just plug it into HD.
I know. Plug the HDMI out of my phone into my TV, and boom.
I'm going to blow your mind real quick.
Please don't.
This is really embarrassing, actually. I'm going to pull a consumerist, and I'm going to embarrass DirecTV publicly. I have DirecTV, and I like the service. It's cool. It works fine. They bill me. It works. Whatever. So, you know, I'm a big fan of TiVo. I have, for about a year and a half, 2 years, they've said DirecTV and TiVo have renewed their alliance. We're going to be releasing a Direct HD, an HD Direct TiVo, because current TiVos can't hook up to the satellite signal. It doesn't work right. HD stuff. It's a copyright thing, you know. So I'm waiting for this thing. So I called DirecTV the other night, and I was like, "Yeah, I wanted to find out if the DirecTV TiVos are out." And the sales rep is like, "There's no such thing." And I said, "Well, yeah, there is. It's not out yet, but you know, no, we've never heard of that. No." I was like, "Sir, go to your website and type this in." And I gave him the link. This is the guy. He's trying to sell me the service. He's trying to sell me a DVR and all this other crap. And I said, "Okay, go to TiVo.com/whatever, blah, blah, blah. Start, put in DirecTV." It's like there's press releases everywhere. If you Google DirecTV HD TiVo, there's like 1,000,000,000,000,000 links. And the dude is clueless.
TiVo and DirecTV together again.
See?
It's official. TiVo and DirecTV have renewed their partnership, which means new HD DirecTV DVR featuring the Emmy award-winning TiVo series.
It's embarrassing when a customer has to educate a salesperson. I mean, it happens. Now, let me retract that. It happens all the time. Here, we talk to very enlightened customers.
I didn't know that we had Sundrop in a glass bottle until this morning.
But because we got them last night, though.
But there was 24 hours there where I was uninformed.
This has been a year and a half where they've been announced this.
Relatively speaking.
Our level of expertise versus DirecTV, whatever. Okay, yeah. So the timeline.
So if you come to our store, we may or may not know what's going on. There may be like a, 4 to 6 hour delay in our responsiveness to things happening versus the 365-day response of your average Fortune 500 information delivery company.
I felt bad for the DirecTV guy.
These people put satellites in space.
That dude doesn't, I guarantee you.
the only satellites he have are around... I'm not going to say.
Yeah, don't... Mm-mm. Okay, well, what I wanted to talk about was Battlestar Galactica is getting its own massively multiplayer online game.
That's the thing you say, its own channel on TiVo. DirecTV.
It's going to be inside... It's what?
Huh? Browser-based.
Yes, it is browser-based. It's going to run inside a browser window. You can play as a human or a Cylon pilot. It is 3D. Now, I'm not sure how I feel, because usually browser-based means casual and crappy. But then you have games like Battlefield Heroes, which is... awesome.
Quake Live,
which is awesome. So, I got some hope.
Wait, isn't technically RuneScape browser-based? It's kind of a different interface, but it's almost a browser.
It is browser-based.
It's a browser-based game, right?
Well, yes. But RuneScape?
Isn't that, is a browser-based game?
Yes, RuneScape. Is
Are you thinking of League of Legends?
No,
RuneScape. Oh. But that's, how awesome is RuneScape? I've never actually played it. I thought it was pretty, like, infantile.
It's a very, very early MMO.
But yeah. It's pretty in-depth.
It's in-depth. The graphics are crappy, but
popular. That's what I'm getting at. The graphics are crappy. I don't want to play...
But this is really old.
Yeah. I don't want to play Battlestar Galactica crappy. I want it to be, like... I want it to be awesome. Awesome, awesome. I don't know. Oh, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. You're gonna come to the That Computer Store Scott Pilgrim event? Are you familiar with Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
No.
What? Oh, Chris.
What?
We got to talk. It is. It's the game. It's the movie with Michael Cera based on the...
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar. Okay, the movie. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
You see, the problem with that trailer is they don't put enough emphasis on the title of the movie. They put a lot of emphasis on the fact that he's got to kick his
ex-boyfriend's
butts. You know?
Yeah. And actually, you can't say they're all boyfriends, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exes, because the one girl.
Girls.
Yeah. I am,
I wonder if I'm going to even be allowed to watch this movie.
Oh, heck yes, you are. It is a store-sponsored event. There is no... Yes.
But my girlfriend will probably eject.
She can come to the event. It's your job. It is your job.
You hear that, Chloe?
It is your job.
It's mandatory.
It is.
I have to go.
It is mandatory and wool mandatory. Okay, that's all for this segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. It was funny. Come on. We'll be back after the break with more news of the normal, weird, and wild. Stay tuned. Sit tight. That Computer Show will be right back.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice, a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes. Now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Junior, now that you're selling yourself for a buck, you're going to meet a lot of girls.
What?
Well, when a whopper loves a woman, they... Here, take this.
What's this?
It's an extra napkin. Put it in your wallet.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Love.
Don't mention it.
Whopper Jr. for a buck, bringing some attitude to the BK Value Menu.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. Use only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
We're going to do it. Yeah.
Five dollar foot long.
That's not, no. It's five. $5 foot. Right, no, and it's $5 foot long. It's three.
It's a 5-second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temp Delicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 footlong!
It's the Onion Radio News. Scientists at MIT split the smithereen. This is Doyle Redlin reporting. A team of MIT physicists announced today that they have unlocked the secret of the smithereen, long believed to be the smallest possible unit of matter. Dr. Jonathan Eng is head of the group.
For decades, conventional scientific wisdom held that the most to which you could blow something was to smithereens, but it now appears to be possible, under certain special laboratory conditions, to blow something to smithereens, and we think that's pretty awesome.
Eng added that he believes the breakthrough will revolutionize humanity's potential for harnessing the power of smithereen active energy. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it.
And we are back, segment 3 of That Computer Show, episode 142. I am going to share with you a little bit of awesome. The do-it-yourself turret kit lets you build a coworker annoyance device to your specifications. Are we going to do this, Chris?
I don't know. I think I'm more interested in building the do-it-yourself Daft Punk illuminated helmet.
That is... Okay, here's what we'll do. You build that helmet, and I'll build the turret, and we'll make the two one so that when you the helmet controls the turret. It's awesome.
This thing is awesome.
It is cool. It is very cool. I can shoot Eric with this.
This thing is going to require me 17 months to build it, though.
The helmet or this turret, not as long.
Oh, okay.
I sent a link. This is really cool. Okay, Sony's new optical disc format could fit 50 movies on one disc. Now, what they don't tell you is the disc is approximately 13 feet wide.
Yeah, is it really?
No, but that would be really funny. It'd be like Flintstone style. Sony's working on a new type of blue-violet ultra-fast pulsed laser for optical discs, one that would be used for a new format of super high-capacity discs. The only problem is we won't be using discs anymore when they finally release it.
I read some of this article earlier, and I have to agree with that and disagree with some of the statements in the comments. Well, there's still a lot of people in the comments who are, well, frankly, you dated yourself. You're freaking old.
Do you think
that Betamax and VHS, it's like, I just don't know people that have Betamax and VHS. Well, you know, that was my Dr. Charles Campbell voice there. I apologize to Dr. Charles Campbell.
I'm going to take the shovel back from you now, Chris.
But if you still use Betamax or VHS, if you pop a VHS tape into a VCR, you're old.
Now, okay, I will say this.
Brush the gray hair out of your face.
If you pop a VHS tape into a VHS, yes, you probably are old or very, very thrifty. I do know some people who are like buying the snot out of old VHS tapes for like daycare centers and stuff like that. But now if you're using a beta tape to watch movies, you either have like an 80-year-old porn or you're old. You're right. Do you know anybody who still has a beta?
No. I don't even know anyone who still has a Laserdisc.
No, you're probably right.
And DVD? I don't own a DVD player.
Well, you own a legacy-compatible DVD player, right? You have a Blu-ray drive.
I use a PS3.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that plays...
It will play a DVD, yeah.
Yeah.
You know. But I have a stereo system, too, and you could hook a cassette player up to it.
You could, yeah. I mean...
But the new delivery system for movies is not going to be on disc.
You think it's going to be streaming?
Think about it this way. Remember... I thought about it earlier. Remember DivX? Not the video codec.
DivX?
But DivX,
the product? The pay-per-view DVDs that was a complete stupid idea?
Oh, yeah. Circuit City put so much money behind this thing, and you wonder why they're gone.
I know.
It was basically a disc that you rented, right? You bought... The players were supposed to be cheap.
Right.
And back when DivX came out, and it was supposed to be a competing format to DVD, when DivX came out, the players themselves were really expensive, $300-$400, but the DivX players were much, much cheaper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thinking that, you know, you'll buy the discs because you can only...
It was a consumable item,
exactly.
Effectively.
And you watch the disc a couple of times and then it would no longer work.
It would self-destruct. Not really, but effectively.
But they did make self-destructing DVDs after DivX. You remember those? You could play... as soon as you opened the package, you could play it like for 3 days and then it would turn black and you couldn't play it anymore? Yeah, they had lots of problems with that.
I pay-per-viewed The Losers last night.
We don't need discs anymore. Some people complain that the United States has an issue with bandwidth. Dude, wake up and smell the Folgers. They're installing, we're in Columbia, South Carolina, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have 30 megabit connections
coming in
the next year.
Here's the problem. We still have customers that use modems. Because they don't have a choice.
And those customers are probably still using VHS.
No, it's not their fault, and I think that's unfair. We have customers that are still using modems because they have no choice. There are huge swaths, that's a hard... Anyway, large chunks of the state that don't have broadband access. That they don't. Like within 15 miles of where we are, places without broadband access. They don't have the choice. So
it's coming, though.
Well, it... Yeah,
the
but...
AT&T,
I mean,
U-verse is going to seriously put the kibosh on that, especially with their pairing system they're going to be doing. In the next year or two, they will be able to extend the range of your standard DSL connection to nearly twice what it is now.
But these areas...
Which means that those areas that are out on the lake and things like that, that were... All they have is dial-up. If you have dial-up and you live within 50 miles of a freaking major city with broadband, you're probably going to be able to get...
The problem
at least normal speed DSL. Not the really, really fast stuff that we have here in downtown, but But
what was considered fast 10 years ago, yeah.
Fast enough to watch movies on Netflix.
Right, but that's assuming you are you belong to the 18... Like, what's the name of the little town? Not Edmund. It starts with an E. Anyway, they don't have Time Warner Cable. They don't have AT&T.
They have it in Leesville. They have it in Chapin.
They have local. No, they use local exchange carriers. They use ILEX and not CLEX. They use basically not AT&T, but like Comporium or PBTCom or these little incumbent phone companies that, you know, they're used. And then you have North Dakota.
North Dakota doesn't... No, that's Montana that doesn't exist.
Yeah, North Dakota's part of Canada that they're embarrassed of, and they're passing off as the United States. Montana's a little different.
Montana... Well, wait a minute. Didn't Arby's come from Montana?
Yeah, but then
either ceased. That or that's a shell kind of thing. It's like we're hiding there where they really came from.
Area 51 is actually where Arby's came from. Anyway, so... Now, I do agree. I think that broadband distribution is taking over. Media is going away.
If I can watch almost DVD quality movies over the cellular network on my phone,
I agree.
The disc is dead.
I think the disc is dying. I don't think it's dead yet.
Well, you know, it's sort of like that. The disc is on you know, life support. The disc has a terminal disease.
It's on the iron lung.
Exactly, and its days are numbered. The disc is great for things like storing old photos. Hard medium that is not going to deteriorate.
You know, a lot of the laptops that are coming out for the cheap crap laptops that are coming out for students, that, you know, because every year they release the new notebooks, the really cheap crappy ones. A lot of them don't come with optical discs.
You don't need them.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I put a disc in this computer here to install software was never. I installed the software on this computer with a USB flash drive.
The most, yeah, you use optical discs from clients. They'll burn something onto a CD they don't have a flash drive.
Some videos from a DVD for a client.
But see, that's the thing. I can get a 16 gig flash drive for $50.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have a 15 megabit connection at home.
Yeah.
And so if I need to get the latest version of Microsoft Office, I go to Microsoft.com/office, download.
Do you know that 50% of games are now downloaded?
Oh, I have Steam on here, man.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Alien Swarm is out.
Yeah,
download it. Get it if you don't. Go to Steam.com. It's free. Pick it up.
Now, I was just about to pose an argument. I'm a gamer, and I have Steam. Mm-hmm. I prefer digitally downloaded games.
I do, too.
Because I don't like having to keep up with CDs and CD keys.
Right.
With Steam, you can just re-download any game you want. It's like, I don't want Battlefield anymore. I'll just uninstall it because I can get it any time.
Right.
My dad, on the other hand, loves having CDs. He likes having a hard copy of the game and a hard copy of the CD key so he can install his game anytime he wants.
Well, and that's very true, because when Alien Swarm came out, nobody could download it because it was so flooded. Same thing with, a lot of games. I mean,
me and Danny have actually talked about this. He was saying there's a big backlash against the new version of the PlayStation Portable because it doesn't use UMDs. Is that right, UMD?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It uses... Everything's digital. Everything's download. You buy what looks like a credit card.
Yeah.
Or a gift certificate card. You buy that. You scratch off the back. You go online, punch in that code, and that's how you get the game.
How we get Blacklight Tango
now, down. You know, you do that with the new DS, too. The DS as well, because they don't have... DSs don't support Game Boy Advance games anymore. You have to download them off Nintendo's website and put it on the SD card that comes with the DS.
If the consoles are getting away from that, like my PlayStation 3,
but that increases.
Right now, I had to pop in the Netflix disc every time I want to watch Netflix. This fall, they're getting away with that. It's going to be software on the machine, like it is on the Xbox 360. It's only got a wee amount of RAM and a wee amount of processing power, so it can't.
I agree, and this is an interesting discussion. Actually, we had more to talk about, but this is really kind of worth it. You know, with new games coming out, and internet connections are getting faster, games are getting bigger. I don't know.
Blizzard does it as well, too. All right, Diablo 2, a very old game.
Right.
Now, if you go to Battle.net and put in your CD key and register your Diablo 2 game, you can download your Diablo 2 anytime. You never need your CD or CD key anymore.
That's
Blizzard's
great.
Moving towards it as well. With
That's
StarCraft
great.
2, everything's going to be online. All of Battle.net, WoW,
you know, if Diablo. You can install StarCraft 2 right now. But it won't let you play it.
Yeah.
It actually... What's the cool screenshot that I saw? StarCraft 2 shipping. It says, cannot install StarCraft 2. StarCraft 2 is not released. Hell, it's not time yet.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's the message you get if you try and play it.
72 hours, people. 72 hours.
Cannot install StarCraft 2. You must construct additional pylons. That's yes. what someone else reported seeing. That's awesome. It's coming out in a couple of days.
Resource not ready yet.
Yeah, I'm excited.
STV, good to go, sir. I am excited. But yes, I think that digital distribution is becoming ubiquitous, but it's not there yet because of small pockets of resistance where the technology doesn't exist.
They shall be eliminated.
Yeah. But like my mom has to pay out the wazoo to get a high-speed connection. And you don't want to know where a wazoo is.
Well, she lives like in Gilbert, which is like this, you know.
She lives in Leesville.
Or Leesville.
Which
she has a TWC or is it a...
No, they don't have TWC out there.
It's Palm Branch.
It's called Comporium now. They were Palm Branch was purchased by another Comporium.
They were assimilated by the Comporium.
Exactly. Yeah.
Resistance is futile.
So they have broadband, but it is...
Connection is futile.
She pays like $69 for...
Downloading is ridiculous.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
We were talking about Apple. They have a new video out. I don't know if you've seen this, but it shows some guy holding Motorola's new kick butt phone, the Droid X, in his hand. It's this guy's hand with, you know, four bars. And then he grips the phone tightly. And you can see, tightly. And the bars go away. But he's holding the phone in a very unnatural way, in my opinion. And apparently...
He's holding it between his butt cheeks.
Exactly. It's not just his butt cheeks. It's his and a partner's butt cheeks.
Oh, stop right there. Wait, can you send me this link?
I certainly can. It's from what I'm reading, not this can't be collaborated. A lot of people say they cannot replicate this.
Oh, Apple keeps Antennagate alive with DroidX's kill switch.
Exactly. And boo on you, Apple. Admit you made a mistake. Admit your design is flawed. Go back, redo it.
This is the kind of crap that you see in daycare. Yeah, what the?
His phone was broken before my phone was broken. Whatever. You screwed up. You made a crappy phone. Go back. In fact, speaking of Apple and crappy phones, I'm going to put out a warning to all of those out there owning an iPhone 3G or 3GS. Do not upgrade to iOS 4. Do not upgrade to iOS 4. There's a really high chance right now that it will just make your phone stupid. There's a funny video online. It's a parody of the original iPhone commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, they go through the, you know, this is your email. This is your web. This is, except that with the new iOS 4 update for the iPhone 3G, it doesn't work right. And it makes the phone kind of hang up on like every step. If your phone works right now, do not upgrade it. Wait until they work out some bugs, because right now, the current version of iOS 4, it makes your 3G or 3GS stupid. So it'll give it a tick.
Wow, I'm looking at this Droid X ad. And most importantly, it comes with a double antenna design, the kind that allows you to hold the phone any way you like and use it just about anywhere to make crystal clear calls. You have a voice, and you deserve to be heard.
If you hold the phone, the Motorola Droid X, if you hold the phone like they're doing in the video, Apple video, you wouldn't be able to place it up to your face to make a call. Like, he's gripping it so hard, it's putting an indention into his hand.
Wow.
Sure, I'm pretty sure that if I take any smartphone out there and wrap it in aluminum foil, stick it in the microwave, it's probably not going to work. But that's completely unrealistic. Holding the phone this way is completely unrealistic. The iPhone, if you hold it like you'd hold any normal phone and try to make a call, do.
I want a food printer.
I do too.
I don't know what this is, but I don't...
It looks cool.
It does. It looks scary.
It's got tubes and like cartridges, and it's like computer-controlled 3D freaking...
MIT's Cornucopia food printer is designed to build you a meal from the ground up to exact specifications. I don't understand. It would be able to tailor the specific ingredients present in a dish, thereby determining its nutritional value. What is... I want to see it. I want to... Print me a pizza. I want to look at that.
Do you think it's hot?
It is hot.
It is. And you know, it's so hot, I want to take my... Oh, wait, no, that's a different article. It is the hottest June on record.
Ever?
On record.
What about on disc?
No, it's not available on disc. It's only hottest, available on vinyl.
It's the hottest summer on download.
Hottest June in the past 131 years.
Holy crap.
131.
And on that note, we're going to get ready for the That Computer Store Iron Man of Gaming 2010 event. We're going to have a lock-in tonight. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be shirts and drinks and games and not really. It's going to be fun, though. That's all the time we've got for this week's That Computer Show. We're going to be back next week with more That Computer Show Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Look us
up,
TCS Joe.
Don't threaten me, Al. You're out of shape. I'll kick your ass.
Weird science for the win. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you've been listening to That Computer. Stay with me, Chris.
Oh, That Computer Show.
Yay. Bye. Scroll it, close it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tweet it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, bring it.